Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. Boy, I'll tell you, yesterday was a whirlwind for me. I did three podcasts recorded and one will release hopefully tomorrow, I hope. That's with the League of Women Voters in Anne Arundel County, and there is an election happening in case you were living under a rock. Anyhow, we have lots of news today, so let's get into it, shall we? Yesterday, a Baltimore man sustained life-threatening injuries in Gambrels when his Honda Pilot crashed into a truck that was stopped at a traffic signal at Crane Highway, Route 3 at Walk Chapel Road. Trapped in his vehicle, the man was rescued by the Anne Arundel County Fire Department and transported by helicopter to the Baltimore Shock Trauma Center. The driver of the truck was unharmed, and the crash is currently under investigation. In related news, the Anne Arundel County Police are probing a vandalism incident in St. Albans Episcopal Church up in Glen Burnie as a hate crime after security footage captured two teenagers damaging the church property, including a flower pot and memorial structures. This marks the second hate bias investigation at this location in the past 3 months. Now, Anne Arundel County has experienced a significant number of hate and bias incidents over the past year, particularly targeting racial and religious groups. Anne Arundel County Executive Pittman has announced the formation of a new environmental subcabinet to streamline and enhance its environmental policy practices. The interagency effort, supervised by Senior Environmental Policy Advisor Eric Mickelson, will focus on integrating sustainable practices across the county departments and shifting county buildings to renewable energy sources. This initiative aligns with the county's broader goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and transition to renewable energy. And don't forget, the Annapolis Children's Business Fair is set to inspire young entrepreneurs in Anne Arundel County. That is scheduled for this Saturday, and the event will see children from ages 5 to 16 developing and selling their own products in a marketplace setting. This fair is part of a global initiative to foster business skills among youth, with awards for the most original business idea, highest business potential, and best presentation. It all happens at Gloria Day Lutheran Church from 1 to 4 p.m., This is a product of the Maryland Curiosity Lab, or Acton Academy, which is located in the church. And lastly, in the I can't believe this is true department, but Ramshead Roadhouse is celebrating its 20th anniversary with a community event filled with activities with live music, free pizza, and raffles. As Ramshead continues to serve as a local staple, the management does look forward to many more years of offering great food, beer, music, and trivia on Wednesday nights. I'll tell you, I can't believe 20 years. Unreal. Podcast stuff. Up this weekend on the Local Business Spotlight, we're going to be chatting with Lee Norwood of Annapolis College Consulting and College Sharks. She has an incredibly generous offer for the first 50 listeners who have a kiddo heading to college in the next 4 years, so you definitely want to give that a listen. How's that for a tease? That's going to drop at noon on Saturday. And in closing, one of the best ways to keep up on the local news is the Daily News Recap email that goes out at 7 p.m. 366 days this year. It is free and paywall free. And here is a link to sign up right here in the show notes. And please do me a favor, let your friends, family, and colleagues all know about it as well. All right, that's a wrap. As always, thank you for being you, and a thank you to our sponsors for the Daily News Brief, Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. So now you just need to sit back, because we have George from DCMDVA Weather standing by with the only locally forecasted weather report you will find. And because it's Thursday, we have Trevor from Annapolis Makerspace here with your Annapolis Makerspace Maker Minutes. All that's coming up for you in just a bit, so hang tight.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demand. brands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. We freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a-wasting.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Thursday, April 25th. Yesterday worked out very nicely for the Annapolis region, and it'll be nice today through the weekend despite being a bit chilly today through Saturday ahead of a big warm-up Sunday into early next week. Look for sunny highs today around 60 degrees after temperatures in the 30s and 40s this morning, with a slightly breezy wind out of the north at times today, with more of the same tomorrow, with highs a few degrees warmer into the lower mid-60s. As for the weekend, expect clouds and lower mid-60s again Saturday, followed by mostly sunny skies Sunday with PM highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s with low to mid-80s Monday and Tuesday, with the next chance for some showers coming Tuesday afternoon, which is the last day of April 2024. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe. And be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. Every week, makers, crafters, and educators hold events all over the area. Highlighting some of those, here's our Maker Minutes, brought to you by Annapolis Makerspace.
Hey, this is Trevor from Annapolis Makerspace with this week's Maker Minutes. At Chesapeake Light Craft in Annapolis, registration is open for upcoming classes, making shearwater and wood duck kayaks, nor'easter dories, teardrop campers, and more. At the Willow Oak Flower and Herb Farm in Severn, Saturday, check out their Earth Day Flower Arrangement Workshop. At Blended Essentials in Severna Park, registration is open for their summer camp starting in June. Camps include making candles, soaps, bath bombs, lotions, and more, and each camp has a different theme. At Whole Foods in Annapolis, today their Half Pint Kids Club is doing Earth Day Dirt Pudding Cups, with one session at 11 a.m. and another at 1 p.m. And then on Tuesday, their Half Pint Kids Club is doing Turkey Roll-Ups. At Local by Design, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, check out their monthly Annapolis Artisans Market, where you can meet some of their in-house artists, check out their shops, and pick up some great gifts. Then on Tuesday, they have a workshop, making a retro 70s Lazy Susan. At Art Farm in Annapolis, tonight they have a sketch night with a live model. Sunday, they have a May Day basket workshop, as well as a Turkish marbling workshop for teens and adults. And their kids' art spring semester continues, with a couple of kids' art school sessions, one today for ages 9 through 11, one on Saturday for ages 6 through 8, and then two on Monday, one for ages 6 through 8, and one for ages 4 through 5, and some other kids' art classes they have. Today, there's mixed media for ages 10 through 13. Monday, there's digital cartooning, as well as beat making with machines, starting a new session. And then on Tuesday, there's pencil, charcoal, ink, and watercolor for ages 10 through 13, as well as experimental art for ages 10 through 13. And registration is open for their summer semester starting in June. At the Anne Arundel County Public Library System this week, today, Broadneck has a Tinker Lab, Bush Annapolis has a Crafternoon, Odenton has a Paint Night, Linthicum has Build and Play with Lego, Eastport Annapolis Neck has a Teen Art Night, Maryland City has a Bad Art Night, and Glen Burnie has their Origami Club. On Saturday, Crofton has Ask a Master Gardener, Deal has a Plant Swap, Odenton is making DIY paper flowers, and Severn has a Severn Plant Club meet. On Monday, Glen Burnie has a STEM club, and Crofton has their Crofton Houseplant Club. On Tuesday, Glen Burnie has Little Artist Process Art, Discoveries has a Homeschool Art Club, and Broadneck has the Broadneck Needle Crafters. And then on Wednesday, Edgewater has Skeins and Stitches, and Severna Park has a Lego Challenge. If you have any questions about the Annapolis Makerspace, the Maker Minutes, or any of these events, feel free to contact me at trevor@makeannapolis.org. And you can find links to all of these events at the Annapolis Makerspace website, also at makeannapolis.org. And whether you're making art, software, sawdust, or just a mess, chances are you're already a maker. This has been Trevor from Annapolis Makerspace with this week's Maker Minutes.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive, and it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
You've been listening to the Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, iamannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at iamannapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.